Ronald, what was your reaction to the trade? Were you pretty surprised?
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. You know, came fast, but at the end of the day, I felt blessed.
What do you think, for fans who haven't seen you, what do you bring to this team?
You know, everybody know me for my speed, but, you know, I'm willing to come up and tackle, and just play aggressive, really. Get to the ball, make plays.
Your rookie season was more productive than your second season. Do you agree with that, and what do you attribute that to?
Really, just last year, I just had to finish more, just finishing plays more. Still made a lot of plays. It was just finishing more due to my, second year.
So what's it going to take to do that now, in third year, to play?
Go out there and continue to compete at the end of the day.
How much is it enough to have former teammates like Nigel and Ron out there to really show you the ropes a little bit?
It's like a comfortable feeling, like not even Nigel and Timmy, but I also know Corey Graham, Ron Brooks. Those guys was with me at Buffalo, so it's good to be around people you know.
Do you expect to be able to start as soon as the season begins? You'll be ready and prepared enough.
My goal right now is just to come in, learn from the vets, you know, Jenkins and all of them, and just come in and learn the playbook at the end of the day.
You've played in a couple different systems. How long does it take to really learn a system?
You know, corner is not that difficult. Once you get the concepts down and remember, you know, names of the plays and things, it come pretty fast.
How much do you know about this quarterback group? It's a young group.
Yeah. I just know it's a young group. I'm a young guy, only 23, and, you know, I seen them today. They out there working hard, and it's a lot of talent. Like the future, looking bright. Right now, looking bright. So, I just want to go out there and, you know, work with them and get better each day.
Ron, you came to Buffalo after Jim Schwartz was there. Did any of your teammates before you left who got to play for Jim fill you in on maybe a little bit what you're in store for with this defense?
They told me he was a great coach. They told me, you know, they practiced hard, worked hard, and that's when the defense was real good. So they told me, he was a great coach. And I love him a lot.
You mentioned the young guys on this team, and you're still a young guy. Is that exciting to maybe be able to build something here long term?
Yeah, it's very exciting, especially in a city like this with great fans and Philadelphia itself. It's exciting.
What do you know about Philadelphia?
The fans, for one. You know, McCoy came from here growing up. Used to watch him play. D-Jack when he was here. It's a lot dark, and it's a lot of people.
This team has an aggressive coordinator and aggressive position coach for you. You're an aggressive player. Do you feel this is a really good match as far as for your talent and your skill set?
Yes, it's a great match.
Can you elaborate on
that? I mean, you elaborated for me. Everybody aggressive. We're just going to be out there, play aggressive. At the end of the day, play smart and aggressive.
Is that where you're most comfortable playing press coverage?
Yeah, that's what I did mostly, you know, through college. Because, you know, once again, I could run. So man-to-man, I could get up and run with pretty much anybody. So that's what I was doing since college on through.
You had a chance a couple years ago to see some of the receivers in this division, Odell Beckham, Dez Bryant. How do you feel like you'll match up against some of the top talent in the division?
You know, this division got a lot of great receivers, but for the dough, I should do great. Just go out there and compete at the end of the day.
So why do you think they trade you?
That's a question I can't answer. Yeah.
Obviously, in high school, you were a high-class sprinter, and you had the 40 time coming out. How's your speed now? Is that an advantage for you on the field, would you say?
Yeah, I'm probably faster, to be honest. But, it helps a lot in football, you know, it gets you out of some situations, so it's a blessing.
You think you're faster now than when you came out of college, what you said?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
How fast do you think you could run a 40 right now?
Right now in a 40, I'll probably go, I know for sure, low 4.3, low 4.3, high 4.2. Yes, I play here. I had a good game against Philly. Defense, of course, was real good. We ended up losing that game. Receivers good, offense, move the ball. It was a good team.
Remember the fans or anything?
Yeah, the fans was hardcore. I remember that.
The Eagles treated a lot to get you in terms of Jordan Matthews, a third round pick. Do you view them as a team that really values you long term now?
I would hope so. It'll be a blessing.
Did you get a chance? I know you know the former coach. Did you get a chance to meet Sidney Jones and
Yes, I met them today. You know, it was pretty short because when I was coming in, they was getting ready to go out to practice. But I known Jalen Mills since college when he was at LSU and stuff. So I used to watch him play and stuff. Like a real good player.
The Eagles play the Bills on Thursday night. Are you eager to get out there?
Yeah, I'm eager to get out there every week.
Is that realistic for you, you think, to play that soon?
I mean, that's what it was required of me, you know.
Be at practice tomorrow?
I believe so. Yeah.
Do you feel like you have something to prove coming to a new team and, you know, maybe off of what might have been considered a down year last year?
I feel like, for sure. Like, to myself and, you know, to the fans, I just want to work hard, play hard.
Odell's a guy you guys played last year. If you were matched up against him, you go face him now twice a year. What's covering him like? What type of receiver?
I mean, he's a real good receiver. You know, you just got to play disciplined, play fast, and, like, get to the ball. Like, he's aggressive when the ball in the air. And, like, it's like that for a lot of receivers around the league, especially in this division. So, just got to play fast and get to the ball.
You excited to be matched up against the receivers in the NFC East now?
Yeah.
All right, last one. These past 24 hours, how would you describe them in your life?
It was fast. Like, I just heard I was getting traded, like, close my eyes, open them, I'm on a plane, close my eyes, open them, I'm laying down in a hotel, and now I'm out here. So, like, it was just, everything just been moving real fast.
You heard from the Bills, did you find out on social media, how did you find out?
From the Bills.
Did you